Hi, welcome to Medical Minutes, a service of Fairfield Medical Center. It's Tina Thompson here standing in for Mark Bohack, and Donna Stauner is in the house, and she always brings us great guests. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing, Tina?
Great. We always have some great topics and guests here in the studio that you bring along. So what are we talking about, and who do we have with us today?
Well, it's an exciting topic today. We're going to talk about our Mount Carmel College of Nursing at Fairfield Medical Center program. And with us today, we have Lori Hill. She is the assistant professor at the Fairfield Medical Center, Mount Carmel College of Nursing. And what's nice about it is we also brought Dr. Dolan, who is the associate dean of undergraduate pre-licensure programs.
Yes. Beautiful. We're going to begin with Dr. Dolan. Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon. Doing fine. Thank you.
Good. So in today's ever-changing healthcare environment, the role of the professional registered nurse in vitality important and in demand. Would you please share why the increased demand?
Well, right now in the healthcare setting, we're experiencing what I would call a perfect storm. We have a changing U.S. demographic, where we have, as I'm sure some of your listeners are aware, and the baby boomers are starting to hit the age where they're starting to encounter medical problems that normal aging process that require healthcare, and they require extensive healthcare at some points in time. So you have that changing U.S. demographic. You also have increased numbers of nurses retiring. Our nursing population is aging. And, you know, at some point, everybody likes to retire in their life. Now, we did see just a few years back with the recession that the number of nurses who were retiring at the time did kind of level off a bit. And some chose to stay in the profession until the economy got a little better. And now we're starting to see a bump in that the number of nurses retiring. So, and then closely associated with that, it's become a challenge for our programs of nursing education to actually turn out the number of nurses that are required to fill these opening spots. I did some investigation last night when I was considering some of these questions, and the Bureau of Labor and Statistics in December of 2013 estimated that by 2022, there would be 1.5 million nursing vacancies to fill. So we're kind of looking at a perfect storm in the next few years.
So that's probably why that's one of the reasons nursing is such a great career. Maybe you have some others. And what advice would you give someone thinking about a career in nursing?
The advice I would give to anybody that's considering a career in nursing, especially a young person, It's number one, it's a calling. Most nurses I know, including myself, it was either a part of their life early on or there was a nurse that just really impacted their life. So it's a calling. Number two, it's a calling that requires a high level of commitment. When you go into nursing school, it's not like any other major. It's profoundly different in the course of study you take. The course of study is very foundational, and not only are you working to build your knowledge of theory in the classroom, but you're applying it in the clinical setting. The clinical demands are very hectic. Oftentimes you're in clinical very early in the morning until late in the day, and then you have to go home and study at night. So it takes that high level of commitment for whatever length of the program it is you've applied for.
I don't think I could agree with you any more than what you just said. The passion that those who have this calling, and I know for myself, woof, nursing is not my thing, but I thank God for those who are talented and have that calling for, because we need our nurses. Tell us, Dr. Nolan, if you will, about Mount Carmel College of Nursing and what types of undergraduate and graduate programs you offer.
Well, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has been offering nursing education since 1903, when it was founded by the Sisters of the Holy Cross on the campus at Mount Carmel West Hospital, and that's located near downtown Columbus. It's one of the largest nursing programs in Ohio, with more than 1,100 students enrolled. And then the Fairfield Medical Campus satellite program was established in 2008, and we have a number of types of graduate and undergraduate programs that we offer. At the undergraduate level, we do have our traditional four-year program. And then also we have what's called a second degree accelerated program. And I'll talk about that a little later with you.
Perfect. Dr. Scott Dolan, who is the Associate Dean of Undergraduate Program at Mount Carmel College of Nursing. And now we're going to speak with Lori Hill, faculty from the college's satellite campus, based again right here in Lancaster at Fairfield Medical Center. Lori, tell us about the undergraduate program at Fairfield and what students can expect. What does a student need in terms of academic preparation to get accepted into the program?
Well, Mount Carmel College of Nursing at Fairfield Medical Center is a partnership designed to help students realize their dreams of achieving careers in nursing. The partnership is between Mount Carmel College of Nursing as well as Fairfield Medical Center. And as part of this program, students are able to take their first year at OUL, Ohio University here in Lancaster, followed by a curriculum for their second through fourth years that includes theory classes, lab, clinicals, and all of these are done at Fairfield Medical Center. In terms of what a student would need to do to get accepted, they would need to have successful completion of college prep courses while in high school. They would need a grade of a C or better, and these courses would include things like English, math, biology and chemistry, social sciences, foreign language, and a performing art or visual class. If students are transferring from another college, a minimum GPA of 2.8 on a 4.0 scale is needed. And if they're coming directly from high school, a minimum of a 3.0 is required.
What makes this program such a success, and what do students love best about the Fairfield experience?
I think by and large, our students are local, and they like doing their nursing at the community hospital. What I hear over and over from students about what they like best is our small class sizes. We cap our class size at 24, so it allows for a lot of one-on-one interactions with the student and instructor, and allows for more of a personal connection to occur that maybe isn't as easy with a large class size.
Wonderful.
And Tina, what's so nice about it is you see these students around the hospital, you know, doing the, you know, getting immersed into the unit. And it's so great to see the staff welcome them, to see the physicians work with them. And then once they graduate, you know, if they do want to pursue a position there at Fairfield Medical Center, it makes it so much easier for them.
Absolutely. Dr. Dolan, pursuing an advanced degree in nursing through the graduate program, a master's or doctorate degree, is important in providing health and wellness and education, among other key areas. Please share why someone should pursue an advanced degree and the impact that it has on our community.
Advanced degrees are very important in nursing because they impact on the manner in which nurses are supplied and actually impact the level of healthcare a community can receive now. The Institute of Medicine and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation are calling for 80% of our nurses to be baccalaureate, have a baccalaureate degree or greater by 2020. Currently, in the U.S. right now, 55% of the nurses are prepared at the baccalaureate or graduate degree level. So you see we have quite a bit of jump to do there. In addition, doing some research on this topic, and a report from the American Association of Colleges of Nurses in 2012-2013, they estimated that about 79,000 qualified applicants were turned away from colleges of nursing due to insufficient numbers of adequately trained faculty, clinical sites, or decreased numbers of nurses who were qualified to be clinical preceptors. So all of those roles require an advanced degree. So that has a direct impact on the way in which we are able to provide nurses to the community. In addition, probably a lot of times the medical care that patients are receiving, by and large now, when you go to the doctor's office or possibly even the hospital, you're working with a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And a nurse practitioner, to graduate as a nurse practitioner, it's going to take somebody with an advanced degree in nursing to train that person. So it's very important. Those graduate prepared nurses are very important.
Briefly, if you would please share a little more about some of your additional programs and the type of individual who would be interested in them.
Well, first of all, at Mount Carmel, besides the traditional undergraduate program, we have our second degree accelerated program, and this is for students who have a previous bachelor's degree or some type of master's degree who have decided that nursing might be a better life calling for them. So basically what happens is they give us 13 months of their life and they live and breathe Mount Carmel College of Nursing. And it's a very high level of commitment. It's an intense program. And at the end of 13 months, the student is able to sit for their licensure exam in hopes that they pass and become a nurse. Then also we have our RN to BSN online program. And if you recall just a while ago, I said that we needed 80% of our nurses to be baccalaureate prepared nurses by 2020. And in order to meet that need, Mount Carmel College of Nursing opened its RN to BSN online program. It's a program of nursing that will result in a person who has a previous associate's degree in nursing. They can apply to the program, matriculate through the program, and complete the program with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
What are some of the career paths a person can pursue with a degree in nursing?
Oh, there are several. My personal experience, after I became a nurse, I started out as a staff nurse at Mount Carmel, worked on a med-surg unit, worked my way into critical care. I worked critical care for several years. Found that education was my life calling and ended up in nursing education. But there are any number of career paths one can take today. Population-based health, being out in the community, providing that health care to the community is going to be huge in the next few years for nurses.
One more question for you, Dr. Dolan. How does someone go about finding out more about Mount Carmel programs, specifically applying and attending open houses?
The best way to find out about the schedule of open houses would be to contact the main campus and talk to the admissions officer. And our admissions officer is Dr. Kim Campbell. She would be happy to fill your listeners in with any types of dates and times for open houses.
And Lori, I've got a question for you. How did you know personally and professionally that nursing was your life's calling?
Honestly, I really didn't have one of those stories like Dr. Dolan was talking about with having that calling. I actually entered college undecided and had a roommate who was talking about nursing. And so that kind of sparked my interest and did a little research and found that maybe that was the career path that I wanted to pursue. And I applied to the College of Nursing and was accepted, and basically the rest is history. But I'm 100% grateful that nursing found me. Like Dr. Dolan said, there's a lot of opportunities there. And, you know, you can be direct care provider, you can be advocates, case managers, counselors, educators. Opportunities are endless.
For more information about Mount Carmel College of Nursing, what is the website or the contact information for that?
It is www.mccn.edu. And Fairfield Medical Center actually has a open house scheduled for February 23rd at 6 p.m. So if anybody is interested in that, they can register via the website.
Nice. Thank you both so very, very much. And Donna, what is your website, Fairfield Medical Center, for any kind of events that are happening?
Yes, you can go to fmchealth.org.
And you have been listening to this week's Medical Minutes, a service of Fairfield Medical Center.